Good afternoon. I am happy and proud to be part of this wonderful event. And today I'm going to tell you a little bit about my own story, about my very personal reasons for becoming a patron of the National Domestic Violence Charity Refuge. It has taken many years for me to be able to talk about my own experience. But I truly believe that it is only by speaking out about domestic violence that we can really begin to challenge the myths that surround it, as well as the shame and the fear that go with it. When I was a child, I witnessed violence against my mother. My father was a soldier, had been a soldier, a regimental sergeant major, no less. He was a man of enormous discipline and charisma, brilliant at his military job. But behind closed doors, it was a different story. At home, with his war service over, he became only available for semi-skilled work. And that produced an angry and unhappy and frustrated man who was not, particularly when alcohol was involved, able to control his emotions or his hands. I was 5 years old when this began, and I was witness to harm, physical harm, emotional harm, psychological harm, and social harm. As a child witnessing these events, I felt helpless, lonely, confused, and of course I couldn't help feeling responsible too. Our house was very small. When you live with violence in a confined space, you learn to gauge the temperature of situations very quickly. I became an expert at reading the temperature of conflict. I knew exactly when the shouting was done and when a hand was about to be raised. I knew exactly the moment to insert myself between my father's fist and my mother's face. And that's a skill no child should ever have to learn. One thing I now know is that domestic violence is protected by silence. The victims themselves, family members, neighbors, even carers. As a child, I recall hearing carers, police officers, doctors in my home say things like, "Well, she must have provoked him," or, "Mrs. Stewart, it takes two to make an argument." They had no idea. As a child, I didn't have the words to explain or the confidence. As an adult, I can tell the truth. The truth is, my mother did nothing to deserve the violence she endured. She did not provoke my father. And even if she had, responding with violence is an unacceptable way of dealing with conflict. Let's be clear, domestic violence is a crime. Violence is a choice a man makes, and he alone is responsible for it. And its practice, its habit, can be passed on. In my own relationships as an adult, I have known the feelings that can begin to overwhelm good judgment and the internal battle that must take place to control those urges and impulses. Luckily, I chose acting as a career, and for an actor, no feeling or experience is ever wasted, but it can be channeled into creativity. But we can all choose to stop it. Domestic violence is not inevitable. It can be prevented. We all have a choice to refuse to use violence against others, and a choice to support those who suffer violence. And, where appropriate, those who give in to it. The violent man needs help too. There was none for my father. And understand, I never ceased to admire him and want his approval, or my mother to love him. When Refuge asked me to become a patron in 2007, I accepted without hesitation. And as has been said, I accepted for my mother because as a child I could do little to support her. But through my work with Refuge, I can give some support and some encouragement to women who live in fear, just as my mother and I did. I can challenge those destructive myths which still shroud this issue. I can help tell the truth about domestic violence. One myth is that domestic violence only exists in back streets and council estates. Wrong. It exists at every level of society, in all professions. The million-pound penthouse and the 10-million-pound estate, as well as the back street terrace house. People simply don't believe it. There are people still alive today who have refused to accept that violence was one part of my father's life. They knew him socially, and they knew him through his work and through his support of my school, and they simply could not accept that there was another feature to him. Refuge's story began 40 years ago when it opened the world's very first safe house for abused children and women in Chiswick. It's now the country's largest provider of specialist domestic violence services. On any given day, Refuge National Network of Services supports over 1,600 women and children, and the National Domestic Violence Helpline answers 400 calls a day from women living in the grip of domestic violence. And sadly, the demand for these services is overwhelming. Two women are killed every week in England and Wales by a current or former partner. Children are affected. I was shocked to learn recently that 1 in 7 children in London will experience domestic violence in their childhoods. The lasting impact of violence on children and women can be severe. I know. Refuge provides a range of specialist services shaped to meet the needs of those women and children, from refuges and community schemes to independent advocates who support women who have the courage to go through the courts. Alongside these life-changing services, Refuge also runs powerful advertising campaigns to reach out to women and to challenge those who perpetrate or condone violence. Because let's be clear about this, if we fail to raise our voices in protest against domestic violence, we become part of the problem. We all have a responsibility to speak out. Refuge's work is outstanding. But there is so much more that needs to be done, and the current financial climate is making things much harder. Recently, I've been working with Refuge to raise awareness of the devastating impacts of local authority cuts. Funding to the domestic violence sector has been slashed by over 31% between 2010 and 2011. On an average day last year, 230 women were turned away from Refuge's because there was not enough space for them. 230 women every day. The impact of these cuts will be nothing less than devastating. The death toll of domestic violence is already staggeringly high. If specialist services continue to close up and down the country, more women and more children will be trapped with violence, and they will be risking serious injury or very much worse. Thank you for listening.